This is EER.
Often imitated,
never duplicated. The original Elvis Express Radio. For the fans, by the fans.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. One, two, three, big. I won't do it again. One, two, three, big. Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nights, I was looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man.
Okay. It's B12.
B12. While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man, show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find his little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
Great stuff. Welcome to the third and final part of the show. This show seems to be going on forever. We got a little bit waylaid in between parts two and three by our ongoing battle against evil. We are the Elvis Cape Crusaders.
You're Batman.
Except we haven't got a cape. So
You're Batman and I'm Robin.
See, I like Batman, but I've never liked
Robin.
Robin's always been a bit,
yes,
pointless, and it kind of got rumours going when he did get in. You know, he had his little boy in tights. Mind you, I loved the 60s Batman, the Adam West and Burt Ward. Burt Ward and Adam West, wasn't it?
I'll be Iron Man.
That's my favourite Batman, those eras.
I'll be Iron Man.
You can be Iron Man. There you go. He'd be Iron Man. And I'll be... I kind of got a soft spot for Doctor Strange.
Well, it fits.
It does, doesn't it? I like Doctor. I like the fact that his cape. His cape kind of has a little bit of a mind of its own as well.
Yeah.
I think we could have a party if I had that cape. But yeah, my favourite Batman is definitely Adam West and Burt Ward. They are just brilliantly comical. I've got the movie of that and everything. You know, they're great. Even my kids prefer that to the modern day Batman films.
Yeah.
Because it's just so funny.
I hope they do some more Doctor Strange movies.
So do I. They're supposed to be doing another one. Because I really like the character. I think the character's got lots to offer. I thought he was great in the Avengers on Endgame and...
Yeah, well, just a quickie so we can get back to Elvis. I just watched the one show, you know, the Joker's girlfriend.
Oh,
They just did a Harlequin movie.
Yes.
It was terrible.
Yes, I'm glad you said that because I saw it recently and it's an awful movie.
Yeah.
Although, yes. I will quickly say, the Joaquin Phoenix Joker film?
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix knocks the Joker out of the ballpark. He brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And I love how it ties into how Batman starts and everything.
Yeah.
That's a really good movie. If you haven't seen that yet, The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, look into it. It's really good. I would say there's an Elvis connection in there, but...
Oh, actually, there is. There is. Robin, the man that played Robin... was a black belt in karate.
Right, but...
There you go. Elvis.
Yeah. Robin's not in The Joker. I was gonna put it in there that...
Yeah, but we mentioned Robin.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah.
There you go. It's fixed.
I was just going to play around with the fact that Elvis likes superheroes and...
Well, that would have fit.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, it's there. Actually, talking about that, that's the one thing I was disappointed with. The movie Shazam with Captain Marvel. Of course, they can't use the name Captain Marvel because it's owned by the other company now. It's owned by DC. And their Captain Marvel's a woman. So the Marvel...
Or was it? How did we get?
I don't know, but anyway, with the movie they made of Shazam with the proper outfit of Captain Marvel, Elvis loved Captain Marvel, as you know, and I was disappointed that they didn't do a tie-in there somewhere with even with an Elvis song or something when he was in his outfit. You know, when Shazam turned into Shazam, I was disappointed there wasn't some kind of a little nod to the fact that. Elvis had a big soft spot for Captain Marvel.
Well, just one more little thing then. I just thought it was too much of a comedy. Shazam.
Yeah, definitely was. It was definitely done as a lighthearted thing. I think it was just done as a one-off thing. But anyway, I suppose we're going to get on to other subjects and Elvis is going to go out the window.
Everybody, we apologize.
Yes, we do apologize. But Elvis did love Captain Marvel. So he will be joining us in on our discussion.
There you go.
Yeah. Don't argue. But anyway, that was Guitar Man takes 11 and 12, the unedited, undubbed master. And that was requested by Orson A. Hickey. So I hope you enjoyed that. As we've just done a load of talking.
Three in a row.
You'd like to hear more than three in a row, would you? Would you?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, here it comes.
You're listening to the Elvis Express Radio Internet Show, where it's time for... Songs back to back from. Here's your hosts, Lee Dawson and Joe Crine.
Yeah, okay, so I forgot how to talk then. We've had six requests come in, and they've all requested particular songs from Elvis's Nashville Marathon. and they are all featured on the upcoming album from Elvis in Nashville, coming out in November. So here are songs back to back from the soon to be released from Elvis in Nashville. Enjoy.
The clock by the bed is ticking too loud in the quiet night. I lie in the darkness thinking I must go before it's light. Before you open up your eyes and you beg me to stay, I'll leave 'cause I can't stand to see you hurt this way. And our love would end somehow. I just couldn't bear to tell you exactly just when or how. I know we can't go on, that it was wrong to start. Thank you.
standing on the corner since a quarter after seven. I was down to my last cigarette, and the clock in the window at a quarter to 11. I was watching all the people passing by me, going places. Just the loneliest guy in the town, looking for a friend to smile, but all that I could see were faces. And then, just like the taste of milk and honey, I found the stranger I'd been looking for. The way my cup of love was overflowing, I knew the stranger in the crowd, and I would be strangers no more. Love had found us on that corner at a quarter to 11. I thought you were too good to be true. All my life I had believed that angels only live in heaven. But now we share the taste of milk and honey. Each day is sweeter than the day before. Love is overflowing, because a stranger in the crowd, and I would be strangers no more. Play some.
Thing of you and remember our As I think of the past, all the pleasure that we had, as I watch the mating of a dove. It was in the springtime, oh, that you said goodbye. I remember our faded love.
I've walked the the streets alone with my self-sympathy. Can you hear me say, hopefully, if I were you, I'd know that I'd love me. Oh, if I were you, I'd know that I'd love me. If I were you, I'd know that I'd love me. How the wind.
Right on the open. I tell you, I like the sound of that open string guitar there on the intro.
That's what we just talked about. If we did 2, 3, 4.
How the wind. My soul, don't you know how the web was woven? Can't get loose, can't let go. Of you fill my head, and no matter oh how I try, I can't sleep in my bed. I've been
This is Elvis Express Radio, the mother of all Elvis shows, with your hosts Lee Dawson and Joe Crine.
Yeah!
This is the Elvis Express Radio Internet Show, the mother of all Elvis radio shows, brought to you in association with the Elvis Files, the mother of all Elvis books and magazines.
Yeah,
who does the show?
I forget. Damn. I do apologize for that. Did you enjoy those?
Yeah, I did.
I should bloody well think so. We had great six tracks there, and we start off with The Sound of Your Cry for Holly Parrish. Then we had The Fool for Dave Whittaker. Stranger in the Crowd, Alice Calloway. Faded Love, Take Three for Ryan Donner. If I Were You, Kendall Deacon. And Take One of How the Web Was Woven for Felicity Bradshaw. Thank you very much, you guys and girls. And that tied in nicely with doing an actual back-to-back from the upcoming album from Sony Legacy RCA thingamajiggamy bob.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm really looking forward to the album. I think it's going to be a great album, and it's going to be one of my favorites. I think I'll be playing a lot.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get the CD as well. There are some that I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I've heard, it just sounds really good. Don't tell me you have a delay.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, everything's fine there. I was just thinking about what you're saying there, because, I mean, if there's essential recording sessions that you must own the complete sessions of, mm-hmm. it has to be Sun, the first RCA sessions, the Elvis is Back sessions, back in Memphis, then Nashville Marathon, and Stax.
Oh, yeah.
And Jungle Room. They have that. Surely those are, you have to have those sets to have the best of the best, really.
Yep.
And of course, chuck in the complete 68 comeback as well, because you've got to have that in there. It's you just got to.
Just got to.
Yeah. But okay. There you go. Great stuff. What you got next then, Joe?
Carol and Brenda says, hi, Lee, Joe. Thank you for another great show last week and for playing our request. Welcome back, Joe. Hope you have sorted out your crackling microphone by now and that you have given your doggy a few treats so that he will be quiet while you are doing the show.
Both of those things have happened during the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, yeah. Hasn't sorted it out yet. But yeah. Mind you, touch wood, it's all been going well since you did whatever you did.
But we've said it before. If somebody else is in the house, the dogs are maniacs.
Yeah.
If they're just with me, they're fine, and they sleep on the bed.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
So, in the studio, I mean.
Yeah. Don't blow the illusion, Joe.
There you go. And nobody should know. How great that Spotify numbers for Can't Help Falling in Love are soaring sky high due to you guys getting everyone to download it. You were talking about why was Alan Fortis on stage with Elvis and the guys during the recording of 68 Special. Not sure if our memory serves us correct, but wasn't he at some point seen playing the tambourine? Well, yeah, but anybody can play the tambourine.
Yeah, I mean, even the guy, there's a guy that sat, was it Richard Davis or something? He sat on the step, wasn't it? There was a guy, because at one point Elvis is sitting on the chair playing the guitar, and he kind of looks down as if to say, what are you doing? I love that bit. It just looks like, what are you doing? Sort of thing. That look of, I mean, even, doesn't DJ Fontana even plays the tambourine at some point, if I remember rightly?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, sit on the stage. Play this so you don't look stupid.
Yeah.
That makes you look double stupid.
It's like, play the triangle. Ding, 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 ding.
Cowbell.
Yeah. No, you're out of tune. You're out of tune. ding, 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 ding.
He might have even passed Elvis his guitar or wiped his brow. But no, Charlie wasn't there. And wiped his brow. But if we are wrong and he did nothing at all, the only other reason he was there would be to sit staring lovingly into Elvis's eyes as he knew you two couldn't be there. We tried.
And we did try, but I wasn't born and he wasn't anywhere near it.
Nope. From Elvis and Astro looks like another good one to add to the ever-growing collection. What was that book title that you read out, and how do you spell it, and where does Maggie Smith come into the equation? LOL.
Exactly. I know the book you're on about, and I'll have an answer for you after your song.
For the 43rd anniversary of Elvis's passing on the 16th of August, we will be lighting a candle and remembering him as always. Have a good show, boys. Keith used to be in an Elvis rocking forever. Love from Carolyn and Brenda. Hugs, cuddles, and imaginary kisses.
Damn right.
And they want to hear, I'll Remember You, January the 14th, 1973.
I'll remember you long after this, in the summer is gone. I'll be lonely, oh so lonely, living only to remember you. I'll remember too your voice as soft as a warm summer breeze, your sweet laughter mornings after, ever after, I'll remember you to your arms. Someday I'll return to stay. Till then I will remember you. Every bright star we made wishes upon.
Before I got to the volume, Schweinhunds.
You know, that's one of those songs that punches you right in the chest, just like Welcome to My World.
It is. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful song. And just Elvis does it, just tremendous. Whether it's the original 60s version or live from the Aloha from Hawaii show, it's just beautiful. It's just another one of those songs that should never have ended up as a bonus track on a movie album.
I agree.
Was it Spin Out? I think the Spin Out or California Holiday, whatever, whichever part of the world you're in. I think it was a bonus track on that, wasn't it? Just waste of beautiful songs. Anyway, ladies, to answer your question, that book that we spoke about, it stayed in my head because of how bizarre it is. It's called Elvis Presley's Abiding Love for Almighty God, the Prophet, and Maggie Smith, a testament of the respect for Catholicism and the Jewish people.
Wow. Yeah, that's the I remember talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you didn't get that first, Elvis Presley's Abiding Love for Almighty God, the Prophet, and Maggie Smith, a testament of the respect for Catholicism and the Jewish people. It's written by Darren Memmer. And the back of the book says Elvis was such a southern gentleman, and you don't meet many men that are gentlemen and gentlemen and gentlemen. You don't. It is the way his parents raised him. Forget money. The way his mother raised him and the way his parents raised him. Forget money. Hello, that's twice. You don't have money. There are many people that have a lot of money with no class. Class is something that you are brought up with. It's, anyway, that's the back of the book, goes on.
Well, geez, do they speak English? My goodness.
It finishes, the whole bit at the back of the book, it's quite a big, I think the back's longer than the book. The back finishes with, yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today, let us begin. Mother Teresa. He was a wonderful boy. Elvis refused to take money for being our Shabbos guy. Okay. Shabbos Goy, sorry. During 1953-54, he said it was his pleasure to help us keep our Sabbath. Elvis addressed my husband, as he always did, Sir Rabbi. He was the finest boy you'd ever want to know. That was from Mrs. Jeanette Fruchter, the Beth Tepfer Synagogue attendee. There you go.
It doesn't sound like one I'm going to run right out to buy.
It's available from Amazon if you want to grab it. It's around about £14, so whatever that is in dollars.
Is it a hardback?
No, it's a paperback. I think it's one of these books that where you, because Amazon do this thing of, they print it. They print the book when it gets ordered by people, don't they, or something?
Yeah.
So I think it's one of those kind of books, but it's 200 and something pages long, 266 pages long, and give it a read if you want. It's just to remind you again, Elvis Presley's abiding love for Almighty God, the Prophet, and Maggie Smith, a testament of respect for Catholicism and the Jewish people.
I am one.
So there you go. right, okay, shall we? I think, we'll have some more music, shall we?
Sounds good.
As it does, if I can even get the words out, take it away.
This is a wonderful day. It's as bright as a day's ever been. There is a big yellow sun looking down on a wonderful scene. Up in the blue sky, birds fly and sing our cares away. And out of each float greets a wonderful day. There is the sound of a symphony carried along on the breeze. Even the flowers are swaying in time with the leaves on the trees. Heaven is found right here on the earth. It surrounds us in wonderful things all around. In this wonderful, as a day's ever been. And there's a big yellow sun looking down on a wonderful scene. Heaven is found right here on the earth. It surrounds us in wonderful things all around. In this wonderful, 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 wonderful
I've got a gal, she's cute as she can be. She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant with me. We kiss all night, I squeeze her tight. But we're kissing a cousin, and that's what makes it all right.
Oh, I've got a gal and she taught me how to live. She can give a lot and she's got a lot to give. We kiss all night, I squeeze her tight. Well, we're kissing cousins and that's what makes it alright, 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 alright. Yeah, we're all cousins, that's what I believe. Cause we're all children of Adam and Eve. I got a gal and she wants a lot of love. That's the kind of trouble I need plenty of. We'll kiss all night, I squeeze her tight. We'll be kissing cousins and they'll make it all right, all right, all right, all right. We'll be kissing cousins and they'll make it all right, all right, all right, all right.
Darling, dark shadows follow me. Here's where life's dream lies disillusioned, the edge of reality. Oh, I can hear strange voices echo, laughing with mockery. The borderline of doom I'm facing, the edge of reality. If she's not real, then I'm condemned to the edge of reality. On the edge of reality, she sits there tormenting me. Brink of misery. If she's not real, then I'm condemned to the edge of reality.
Made for kisses so tender. I'm almost in love tonight. When we are close, my heart says surrender. I'm almost in love tonight. And here, under the spell of evening, I long to hold you tight. Heaven is near, why think of tomorrow? I'm almost in love tonight.
This is Elvis Express Radio, the mother of all Elvis shows, with your hosts Lee Dawson and Joe Crine.
And no continuation. Just that one. That's it. How it's supposed to be. Good boy. There you go. Great batch of little songs there. I forget how long Almost in Love kind of lasts. It's a beautiful,
beautiful
song
too. It is beautiful. Beautiful.
We started out with Take 7 of Wonderful World for Steve from Bradford. Then we had the country version of Kissing Cousins for Sophia Benedict, and then Edge of Reality for Philip in Bootle, Liverpool, here in the UK, and then we had Almost in Love from
Marty Whelan, and he says that you and I are great, and Elvis Express Radio is the best in the world.
Well,
he's so smart.
Far be it from me to say he's wrong. He's right.
He is right.
He's a very, very right man.
Very much.
Yes, I'm going to call you Marty Whelan. Right.
Right.
Man.
Man.
There you go.
Okay.
No, thank you for that, guys. Brilliant. Absolutely love it. I tell you what, we've got time for one more request, I think. Maybe even two.
Okay.
So
Max Tocotten says, "Hi, guys. The show is an excellent, as always. As far as I'm concerned, Todd Slaughter can go whistle Dixie if he's going to start defending Parker with lies to the media that he didn't take 50% of Elvis's earnings. Shame on you, Todd, for turning your back on Elvis in order to support Parker."
I don't get it. I don't get why he's done that.
I don't. What is he getting out of it? I mean,
exactly. I mean,
just hatred.
It's saying it. It's not even just saying it. He's saying it into the media.
They found it in the court. That's what was happening.
Exactly. I mean, it's there. All the evidence is there. He's just making himself look like some old fool. So stop it, Todd.
Stop. Question for you guys. Where has news hound dog Tony gone? It may well be a coincidence, and maybe I'm somewhat paranoid, but if my memory serves me right, he hasn't been around since, what shall we call it, Memphis Mansion Tri-Colored Single Gate? I know Tony seemed to be, shall we say, pissed off that I asked by telling me to get my facts straight first. Anyway, hope I haven't caused you any trouble, guys.
Tony is no longer part of the show.
We miss him?
We do, of course we do. He didn't agree with the way we answered your question. And that was it. Just didn't see eye to eye on that. So, as I say, we miss him, and I wish him all the best with what he's going on to.
Double.
Yeah.
He wants to hear Clean Up Your Own Backyard, Undub Master.
Back porch preacher preaching at me, acting like he wrote the golden rule, shaking his fist and speeching at me, shouting from his soapbox like a fool. Come Sunday morning, he's lying in bed with his eyes all red from the wine in his head, wishing he was dead when he ought to be heading for a Sunday school. Clean up your own backyard. Oh, don't you hand me none of your lies. Clean up your own backyard. You tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. Drugstore cowboy criticizing, acting like he's better than you and me. Standing on the sidewalk supervising, telling everybody how they ought to be. Come closing time most every night, he locks up tight and not go to the lights, and he ducks out of sight and he cheats on his wife with his employee. Clean up your own backyard. Oh, don't you hand me none of your lies. Clean up your own backyard. You tend to your business, I'll tend to mine. Armchair quarterback's always moaning, second guessing people all day long, pushing, pulling, and hanging on. Always messing where they don't belong. When you get right down to the nitty gritty, isn't it a pity that in this big city, not a one little bitty man will admit he could have been a little bit wrong. Clean up your own backyard. Oh, don't you hand me none of your lies. Clean up your own. Clean up your whole backyard. You tend to your business, I'll tend to mine.
And there you go. That takes us pretty much to the end. One more song to play as we go bye-byes. And that is it. 3 hours, Elvisness, Gandhi. But we're back next weeky. I promise ye.
Hey, if you can help us keep this station on the air, we really could use your help.
Please, please do. I know it's been a tough old time recently, but please, if you can, I just can't thank you enough. Never can and never will stop saying thank you. It's easy enough to do. You can donate. You don't even have to have a PayPal account. You can just do it through a debit card or a credit card. Just simply follow the online instructions. Our donation website, our donation email is donations@elvis-express.com. Donations@elvis-express.com. And your name will be added to our list of donators. And at the beginning, the first show of every month, your names will be read out as the previous month's saviors of the show. There you go. Yeah. So please, anything you can donate, greatly, greatly received. Now, our song to play out on is requested by Jason Lavender, and he just says that you guys are doing a great job. Can you please play How Great Thou Art from 1977? And that is what we're going to play out on. What an apt song as our first show after the anniversary of his death, of course. Unbelievable. 43 years ago and still, still fresh. Even sorry for the children shouting in the background. They're in our garden causing havoc. But I know, as you said, I was 5 when it happened. And even though I don't remember it, but I do remember my mum crying her heart out. And I do remember seeing Elvis properly for the first time all day. And that was it. I was a fan.
I was 16. I was crying right along with your mother.
Absolutely. And you were joining millions and millions of others. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. We say it every year, but we will never let him be forgotten. And the next generation coming along will take over from us. As rightly so. Yeah. As rightly so. Okay, folks, thanks very much for everything. We love you being part of the show. So keep on supporting us and we'll keep being here playing the songs for you and hopefully entertaining you. Until next week, my friends, remember to always TCB.
For EAP.
Been listening to the Elvis Express Radio Internet Show, bringing you all the Elvis music and information you want to hear.
Elvis Express Radio is proud to be associated with the Elvis Files magazine, the world's greatest Elvis Presley publication.